I'm Todd Brommelkamp with today's KGYM Sports View. Sports betting became legal yesterday at noon, and if you were listening to last night's show, you got a free winner from me. The Phillies were plus 130 on the money line in the finale of their three-game series with the Cubs. It looked like a loser with the Cubs up 5-1 in the ninth inning, but if there's one thing Chicago fans know this season, it's not to take anything for granted. Ultimately, the Cubs lost 7-5 on a mammoth walk-off grand slam by Bryce Harper. What struck me in the aftermath of another brutal road loss was the varying reactions from the fans and where they chose to place their blame. Many criticized manager Joe Maddon for pulling starter Yu Darvish after 92 pitches and 7 innings of stellar work. Others blamed the bullpen, with Rowan Wick, Pedro Strop, and Derek Holland combining for 6 runs in the final frame. Very few seemed to single out David Bodie, who booted a ground ball from Cesar Hernandez that would have been the second out of the inning. Second baseman Ian Happ got off relatively unscathed as well, despite lacking the range to field back-to-back ground balls that made their way to center field. In the end, a number of things added up to yet another road loss for the Cubs, who hightail it to Pittsburgh to face the flailing Pirates. I'm not one to give up on a baseball season until the final out is in the books, but I'm not blaming any Cubs fan who's ready to turn the page to football season at this point. The only problem with looking ahead to the end of a troubling season is that it will inevitably bring the arrival of a troubling offseason. Maddon isn't under contract past this season. Starter Cole Hamels is likely to depart via free agency with no clear replacement, and that's just the beginning of the issues facing Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer as they try to keep the team's window for contention open just a tiny bit longer. Are the good times really over? That's an all-time great Merle Haggard classic, but it's also a question that Cubs fans should be asking themselves at the moment. I think the answer is clear, as the ninth inning is long. We'll always have 2016.